recruiting, retention of nurses, midwives, healthcare assistants, kaimahi hauora, is the make or break behind any health policy. The New Zealand Nurses Association organisation Tō Putanga Tāpui Kaitiaki o Aotearoa says the National Party's new health policies announced yesterday ring hollow because they don't address the missing workforce needed to deliver them. It's no quick fix, actually, the filling up of our workforce, making up the numbers. Here to speak to us about this kaupapa, again, as we head closer to the election, does anything look like it's going to change rapidly past October the 14th? Our rangatira māreikura, Kerry Nuku, she joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe. Kerry, great to kōrero with you. Tēnā koe. Look, workforce shortage, I remember talking to you about this, I don't know, about 2-3 years ago. It's still there, although the numbers bounce around a little bit. Our new workers coming into the workforce from overseas, how are we tracking with that? What more needs to be done? What are the gaps currently? What? How quickly does the incoming government, new government, need to what steps do they need to take after October the 14th?
First of all, we've got to address that there is a crisis, because when we address the crisis around nursing workforce shortages, midwifery workforce shortages, then we can actually make a tactical plan around how we intend to prioritise our workforce recruitment. The government of the day, the Labor, is saying that we are 4,000 nurses short, and we possibly agree with that number, although for many realise that we've worked in that space for so long that we've got a lot of tired, a lot of burnt out nurses that are currently holding up the system. So we would say potentially that number is slightly more than 4,000. I'm at an international conference in San Francisco at the moment. Everywhere is short on nurses, everywhere. So we have to compete internationally to get some recruitment in. So while there is a steady increase of internationally qualified nurses that are coming through, we've got to focus on how we also develop a strategy to retain our own, to grow and support nurses and young people that are sitting out there in schools at the moment to want to come and join the profession. So we need a strategy that's going to retain and build our own capabilities so we don't rely so heavily on internationally qualified nurses that I understand will be 40% of the workforce before the end of the year. Plus we need to do, I think Canada, the government is supporting nurses that are currently not working but have been nurses and they've maybe taken some time off to have children, is supporting them in entry to practice. So at the moment it's about $12,000, I believe, to come and go back into nursing. So we've got to incentivise initiatives like that. But unless we address the workforce issue, any initiatives will fail.
Look, all these initiatives or all this kōrero that you have brought up, these are the types of things that we have been talking about, and you've been talking about them with Dale Husband as well too. Address the crisis. That word crisis. I haven't heard... And you can, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't heard the Labor government use the C word crisis. Have they now addressed it and have they now recognised that there is a crisis?
Well, remember that Minister Little referred to it as challenging. There are challenging times and challenging issues with workforce. Again, that's a distraction from the a significance of the issues. Any nurse that you come across in any setting will say, we're in a crisis. When you can't get staff to come on to replace and you've got so many gaps in your ability to roster staff on to ensure the safety of community and those that are using services, then we've got a crisis. But I think...
Ayesha Verrill? Has she would know firsthand, coming from the industry, has she used the crisis word?
She certainly identified that there's workforce issues.
And then prioritise. The Labor government and National would say that they are prioritising the workforce shortage. But I guess working on the front line, as you are, the definition of prioritise would differ, does it, from what Parliament, what those in the big house in Wellington, how they define priority and how you define priority, are they two ships apart?
I think they are, because when the initiatives that are coming up are looking at increasing the medical supply, not necessarily addressing the nursing issue or the midwifery issue. So as we saw with National policy, fantastic. However, you have to have the workforce and the capability and the skilled workforce to be able to deliver services as they're proposing. And at the moment, that's not there. We also need to be mindful that any workforce needs to be culturally responsive to the needs it's going to center with. And so there's a huge education gap that exists, especially when we start to bring internationally qualified nurses across to work with us.
And raising the issue around cultural competency, then what is in place, and I did ask that of Ayesha Verrill, what cultural competency measures will be put in place for the workforce coming in to Aotearoa? What does that look like? Is there enough being done? And because you are at an international conference, is that seen as a barrier to entry for some, for those coming into the country, that there might need to be cultural compliance measures met by them?
No. See, the thing is that when we're looking at getting nurses across, we primarily look at their clinical competence. We do a lot of work in ensuring that people are clinically sound and clinically able to reason. We don't do a lot when it looks at the cultural component. There is a requirement for any international trained nurse to come in to meet some 101 standards of cultural competency. Our nurses, when we challenged in the Y2575, our regulatory body's ability to implement safe standards of cultural competence. What we're currently doing now is working with Nursing Council, who sets the regulatory standard, around increasing that level of competence and really drilling down to ensure that all nurses everywhere, even those nurses that are currently working in the system, can no longer just say, get by at 101 level. We've got to raise the expectations, make them culturally aware of their, of kawa whakaruruho, which is of Iri Hapiti's dream around realising our own social conditioning before we start to sometimes impart our own bias from the decisions that we make on behalf of our patients.
And then, so what's the attitude like of those that have come into the workforce to having that cultural compliance met once they are here?
I think by far there is, this is quite unique. So the way that we're trying to implement that, so the expectation around cultural and clinical competence being hand in hand at the same level, is quite unique. So there are a lot of that come over quite positive about this experience, wanting to engage, wanting to know. Sometimes the hardest challenge is to change what's internal to Aotearoa.
And then we have initiatives in place to encourage those to come into the workforce, whether they at schools, at wānanga. Well, how is that policy going, especially amongst our rangatahi Māori, our ākonga Māori, to enter the nursing profession? Is enough being done? Is there enough advertising, promotion, and, you know, and actual kanohi te kanohi reach out by the organisations, industry, into those kura to encourage those young ones, the rangatahi, into the workforce?
I think there is some initiatives that have been done, but if I look at how responsive we have to look at it differently. How responsive is the current health sector to allow our tauira and those that are at Kura Kaupapa now, how responsive is our system to be able to greet them and to develop something different so we ensure that it's responsive to the needs of Māori? So I think that we've still got a very long way to go. The establishment of Te Aka Whai Ora and the establishment of the Iwi Māori Partnership Boards was a step in that direction, where the formulation of health services were more in tune with what localities or Iwi Māori have some decision-making over that process. However, with the upcoming, if there is a change of government, then that potentially means that that again is out for, I guess, further consultation, whatever that might look like. But at the moment, we have to look at it that the system hasn't done us fairly in the past, especially as Māori. So what needs to change in the system to ensure that it's going to meet the needs of our tauira, our tamariki out in Kura?
So, yes. So you're overseas in San Francisco at the moment at an international conference. Are you there just on a learning experience? Are you there to specifically, tout for talent to come into the country? And are you there also to promote te ao Māori whakaaro when it comes to this industry? What are you doing there?
So we're looking at currently all the crisis that is happening internationally within nursing. The first topic that we've discussed today is the impact of COVID across the different internationally. And my speaking point was around the impact that COVID had on Indigenous populations, our response, and what it exposed was the significant inequities that currently exist between Māori and non-Māori and the way that Māori organisations responded to COVID. Also addressing the issues of nursing workforce and how the government responded, our lack of preparedness and changes to the Health Act to ensure that, to allow, to address the nursing shortages. So all that we're doing at the moment is looking at what happened across the system internationally, and I address the issues and how our government and nursing workforce responded to the COVID impact.
Well, we'll let you go then, Kerry. Thank you so very much for joining us, for taking time out of your busy schedule overseas. Will you be back in time to vote on October the 14th, or do you have to do a special vote over where you are?
No, I'll be back on Monday.
All the very best to you. Have a safe trip. Have a wonderful conference, and we look forward to catching up with you after the election. Me tuku mihi ki a koe. Have a safe journey.
Kia ora.